Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Drug maker Merck won a big victory today. A New Jersey jury found that the company properly warned customers about the risks of its painkiller Vioxx. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here with more. And Bob, what was this case about?
Madeline, this was the second case that Merck has defended since it withdrew Vioxx just over a year ago. You might recall that studies showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke after prolonged use of the painkiller. The company was found liable in the first case in Texas, but in today's case in New Jersey, Merck won. The drug maker argued that the 60-year-old plaintiff in this case was stricken only a couple of months after he started taking Vioxx to ease the pain from a knee injury. The jury in New Jersey deliberated for less than 8 hours over 3 days. And in the end, they cleared Merck of allegations that the company failed to warn consumers about the risks and that it promoted Vioxx in an unconscionable way. The company had countered that the plaintiff suffered from job stress and other health risks that caused his heart attack, and it seems the jury agreed.
So does this mean that Merck is now in the clear? Isn't it facing a lot more trials?
Yeah, this is a case that all sides say Merck had to win to keep the floodgates from opening even wider than they have since the drug was pulled from the market last year. There are now close to 6,500 pending Vioxx liability cases, and the company has vowed to defend itself in each and every one of those. Outside the courthouse this morning, Merck spokesman Jim Fitzpatrick said the company does find some vindication, especially in showing that the potential side effects have only been identified after prolonged use.
We felt we put in a very strong case, and we think the verdict was consistent with all of our evidence. There was no causation here. Vioxx does not increase the risk with short-term use. And we also presented evidence that Merck behaved responsibly in testing the drug and in disclosing the evidence about the drug.
On the other hand, plaintiff's attorney Christopher Seeger told reporters the company only won by attacking the patient in this case, and he made it clear there will be other lawsuits to come.
For all you people out there that are going to try cases against them, you're up against 20, 30 of the biggest law firms that money can buy. They got their $675 million, and they're going to trash their patients until it's over. But we're going to keep coming.
Now, with one loss and one victory, though, today's verdict only means that it could take several more cases to establish any kind of legal precedent that could decide Merck's ultimate liability.
And what's the reaction on Wall Street to the verdict?
Well, as you can imagine, these investors are very relieved by this news. Some analysts have been suggesting that the company could be on the hook for damages in the teens of billions of dollars here. We don't know for sure now how this is going to shake down, but we do know that shares of Merck right after the verdict jumped close to 6% after it was announced. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're going to be following the continued fallout from this Merck verdict.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.